It was once unthinkable. Now it's a reality. The son of ousted Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos has claimed a landslide victory in the country's presidential election. An unofficial tally by the Election Commission shows Bongbong Marcos has doubled the number of votes of his nearest rival. Analysts say that his term in office is likely to see the Philippines tilt further away from the United States. East Asia correspondent Bill Birtles is in Manila.
It's the biggest margin of victory in Philippines presidential history. 36 years after the people rose up and forced the Marcos family from power, they've now overwhelmingly put them back in. These supporters in central Manila remember the first Marcos presidency, which included martial law, repression and huge corruption. But that's not how they saw it.
He is the best president in the Philippines history.
A lot of people say that the first Marcos presidency was very corrupt. Are you worried?
No.
Marcos supporters hit the streets late into the evening to celebrate, but Bongbong himself was low-key in his victory speech.
I want to thank you for all that you have done for us. There are thousands of you out there, volunteers, parallel groups, political leaders that have cast their lot with us because of their belief in our message of unity.
Cleve Arguelles, a political science lecturer at De La Salle University, says Marcos Jr. hasn't really given a clear idea of what he wants to do.
There's been very little information released to the public, not on his website. He would usually refuse media interviews as well. He has consistently evaded public debates among presidential candidates as well.
One area, though, of close interest to Australia is which direction he takes the Philippines on balancing the US and China. The outgoing president, Rodrigo Duterte, sought closer China ties and threatened to end the US military alliance, although much of that was rhetorical.
We're likely to see that under a Marcos government, that the Philippine government would move closer to China.
It's a view shared by a Manila-based polling analyst, Robin Garcia, who says there's a lot of history between the Marcos family and the United States. Successive US presidents backed Marcos Sr.'s dictatorship in the 1970s and 80s, despite the corruption and repression. But Dr. Garcia thinks Bongbong will remember clearly Washington's role in the overthrow.
Towards the end, when the US saw that there was a huge opposition and that the regime was unraveling itself, the US then supported Corazon Aquino, the arch nemesis of the Marcos family. So I think Bongbong and will remember that as he crafts the next foreign policy of the Philippines.
Such issues, though, aren't front and centre in the Philippines. Instead, Marcos supporters are jubilant and hope he brings unity, while opponents worry how his win will affect the way Filipinos face their history. This is Bill Birtles in Manila, reporting for AM.